Hello and welcome to a conversation or an interview about Discovery 2013, an event that's taking place in Cork City Hall today, but I happen to know is spread out all over the city. And I have with me here one of the key people involved in the organization of this event, Marcella Whelan. Welcome.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for coming down today. Are you having fun?
Thanking me for coming is a bit like thanking somebody for buying a lottery ticket when they've won.
If you're not in, you can't win.
It's the other way around, really, isn't it, I think. Look, I've recorded two earlier podcasts about this, about what's going on here today. But it's really good to talk with you who have been involved in the organisation of it. Can you just start by introducing yourself, saying kind of who you are a little bit so people will know who's actually talking about this event. You can say just a tiny bit about who you are and what you do for a job.
I'm Marcella Whelan. I'm a development worker by trade. I work within the City Hall building for a subgroup of a subgroup called the Cork City Learning Forum, which was brought together by the City Development Board in order to increase the culture of learning in the city.
When did it start? When was it brought together?
The plan was drafted 2000 to 2002. The first thing that happened was the Development Board brought together everyone involved in all aspects of education, formal and informal, first to third level, preschool, business, community, everyone with an interest in education in the broadest possible sense. And they sat down and decided what were the key issues to address in progressing the aim of increasing the culture of learning in the city. And one of those was the dual factor at the time, the early 2000s, that schools were finding that young people weren't keeping science subjects and businesses were beginning to say that they wouldn't be here in 10 or 15 years' time unless they had a steady stream of high-tech graduates.
Wow. So we were talking about something deeply rooted in the future of Cork?
This has become common parlance in the last 10 years. And when Cork was the capital of culture in 2005, they decided to act on that by putting on an exciting, relevant, fun show to show young people that science was attractive, that it was all-pervasive, and that it could make for an interesting career. And, of course, this kind of event happens all over the world, but Discovery was in at the very beginning. Our first year was 2005, so this is year 9, and we've been getting bigger and better.
Oh, you've just reminded me that time flies.
It does. Next year will be our decade.
Oh, my God. We may or may not get onto that. But look, so that means that it kind of began with about as broad a focus as it could possibly have, culture of learning in a city, right? And there'll be people in other cities who might be able to say, look, we do that in our city, or might be able to say, hey, let's do it in our city.
And then we're connected with the community called PIE, which is the Pascal International Exchange.
PIE,
which I think was based in Australia. The other festival that the Learning Forum does is the Lifelong Learning Festival, and they've made some very good international connections to do with lifelong learning, because we also have a Lifelong Learning Festival every spring.
Okay, now we better focus in on science. So for some reason or other, the culture of learning in Cork City out of that came a focus specifically on science. I guess my question is really, why?
Well, there were three focuses for the culture of learning. One was the economic impact, which is where the science and technology slant came in. The second was lifelong learning, reaching people who may have been turned off education at an early age, people who never had a chance, and then as well those people who are always eager to learn. A cradle-to-grave approach. So that's where the second festival comes in. And then the third strand was school retention. So disadvantaged students, keeping them at school, joining the dots between those people who have tried and tested techniques with those who may benefit from that to keep kids at school, to Leaving Cert and beyond.
God, I can't think of three more noble causes than sort of economic, we'll call it survival or economic prosperity, lifelong learning and school retention. I can't think of three better ones. Okay, when did you get involved in this and what is your current role?
I came on board shortly after the first Discovery Festival. At that point, I was involved in all three aspects. But as each one has got bigger, it's been streamed off slightly in different directions.
So, is it actually almost all of your year's work?
It's almost all of my year's work now to organise the exhibition. Because it's everything from drawing together the very high-level advisory group that we have to plan the event, to finding the funding, to arranging that the setup guy turns up on the right day, to designing the brochure, to producing what I think are very clever freebies. We don't give out silly pens and rubbers and things like that. What we do are collector cards.
What?
Collector cards.
Collector cards.
At every stand,
like
at the exhibition.
The kind of people who have as kids, football football stars.
Yeah.
Ah, is that, whose idea was that?
That was my idea. I'm very proud of that idea. Every exhibitor at the festival submits three facts relevant to their area, and then we turn them into collector cards. And when the kids come into the show, they have to do something in order to win the card. So it's only by interacting at every stand that you collect the full set.
So in one level, what I've learned is that you're a very sophisticated and experienced event manager, if you like, right? Event organizer.
I am now.
Right. But look, one thing I don't want to leave out, because I happen to know this is the case, because here we are, a two-day thing in Cork City building, Cork City, public able to come in, you know, we've come away from the hustle and bustle only because I wanted complete clarity about what you were saying, and I've already done live stuff upstairs that's full of noise. But the thing that I want you to say a little bit about is, here you have this this two-day event open to the public, but the stuff has gone on earlier in the week, and for all I know, the stuff that goes on next week, because I haven't done my research to make sure that I'm a totally informed interviewer. Go on, give us a summary of what went on last week or earlier in the week.
Well, Discovery is a two-week festival now, and it reaches into the city and county, into schools, into community locations, and next weekend we will be in Merchants Quay Shopping Centre.
What?
With some extraordinary
games.
Yeah, pop-up shop. With the extraordinary games that you were looking at earlier on when I bumped into you.
Like people walking into a mouth?
No, just some simpler versions, something a little bit more portable than that glorious, huge, inflatable digestive system.
Where you can tickle the tonsils.
You can tickle the tonsils. And you come out at the appropriate end.
Okay, look, let's get it. It's 2 weeks, right? It's not just for people who are at school, it's for people who are now out there in the community, right?
We have five workshoppers and shows that have been out around the city and county for the past week and the rest of next week, apart from the 2 days dedicated for schools in at this exhibition. And then there are other things going on. Blackrock Castle Observatory was doing retro games and movies during the week. They also had a talk about litter. And these are the only the things that Discovery is involved in. But Discovery is one of the key partners in Science Week Ireland. So a lot of our partners have other events going on as well.
And Science Week Ireland is on right now?
Science Week Ireland finishes tomorrow. It's been running for the past week. But with the range of things that we have going on and that are going on nationwide, they really need to consider changing the name to Science Month Ireland.
Okay, let me ask you a very impossible question, but I'm going to put you on the spot and say, over the two-week period, give me a crude estimate of the number of human beings that you have, one, directly touched, and by that I mean I'm one, for example, I'm here one, plus all the people upstairs, plus all the school kids that had it brought out to them, but the very first level of experience, if you like, have been directly touched, just a crude estimate. How many people has Discovery Cork, Discovery 2013 met?
I think we'll hit 8,000 this year.
8,000 this year. 8,000 meetings, right.
We had over 700 in yesterday. It'll be more today. We have about 1,500 Monday and Tuesday coming into City Hall, and at least another 2,000 have had and will have. Outreach.
Okay. And let's maybe do something very interesting with that 8,000 figure. Those 8,000 people belong to, some of them, to families. Very few of them are going to be isolated individuals who have no connections in society. So how far are you connected? If it's 8,000 direct meetings, what is your estimate of the total number of people who your message might be meeting, whole or in part?
I was thinking about that the other day. If every child that comes in, just simply taking the school groups coming in Monday and Tuesday, because it's a little more difficult with the families, if there's 30 in a class and they come in here, each one of those is going to go home talking about their experience.
To so how they're many people, probably, approximately, each child?
Let's say a family group of five, whether it's the traditional unit or with the granny or the childminder or the neighbours or whatever. So you can factor it by four.
At first level. That's 150, yeah? 5 times 30. 30 kids in class multiplied by 5, that's 150 mm-hmm. in one class.
Well, if each student tells 4 people.
Yeah, that's a conservative. Yes.
Then...
So if we were to, again, and I'm only leaving you this to take away rather than to actually try to put you on a spot, and I haven't even thought this through in any way, but if you put the figure of 8,000 in the centre and around it you put 2 concentric circles, into it was the first level of connectivity, and then you went out to what percentage of those people who are in the second level will tell somebody else, I think we're getting on to not far off in theory, and this is telling people by phone and by email and on Twitter and on Facebook, whatever. My guess is that you must be in excess of 250,000, and I'm being very conservative.
That's great. Yeah.
Some of the mathematicians you have upstairs would be able to bring real data into this in terms of what is the percentage. They would know figures for the percentage connectivities between people. You know, if you put 10 people in a room, tell them something, how many people will they tell, and then how many people beyond that will tell on. Anyway, it becomes a mathematical mm-hmm. impossibility. Look, sorry, I indulged that side of it only because I think that it is about to what extent are you changing the culture of a city, right, by doing this. Let me ask you, to what extent do the advisory group, in your opinion, have a clear vision about what they want to, what characteristics of Cork City today they want to have changed?
Well, that is currently under examination, because the plan that gave birth to Discovery has now concluded and it's time to write a new one. So
will you draft it? Obviously you're not going to be the writer, aren't you?
I have submitted to the new city development plan our vision of the future and our plea to be included in it. It remains to be seen what is actually prioritised, but I know there are several local and regional groups like the Cork Area Strategic Plan and the Southwestern Regional Association who also have now a very high priority on increasing the number of graduates, because the pharma and the IT sector in Cork is one of the biggest employers in the region.
Well, yes, absolutely, and that struck me, and I thought actually, my hypothesis as I was walking around was that one of the reasons that Discovery 2013 had ratcheted up its game, if you like, from the last time I was here, I speculated about whether that had anything to do with the influence of the pharma culture.
The Pharmachemical Ireland, the branch of IBEC, have sponsored one of the most successful events in Discovery this year, and that's the Science Magic Show, which has been out around the city and county and is on in City Hall at the moment. Huge success done for them by a PhD in science communication called Paul McCrory from Learn Differently in Northern Ireland. But it's not just about feeding the industry. This is about the culture of learning. This is about public understanding of science. This is about each one of us realising, oh, every time I touch a light switch, that's science. I never really thought of it like that. And you hear those kind of phrases as you walk around the hall.
What do you call the kind of relationship between an insect that lands on the back of an animal and there's a kind of mutually beneficial relationship between the two?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now.
No, I'm putting myself on the spot because I couldn't remember. So, because what I'm really thinking to myself is, because you referred there to the fact that you've got the pharmaceutical industry. Symbiosis, yeah. To me, this is pure symbiosis in the sense that you've got in Cork, you know, an economic enterprise that has got shareholders and a responsibility, blah, 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 to its to that. But that's in a symbiotic relationship with the city within which it is physically located. And it's also in a symbiotic relationship with not just the location, but with the reputation that it has in the eyes of the people in the city. One feeds off the other, right? So I don't think it's about prioritizing, you know, this isn't an opportunity for Pfizer's to get its message out there and lead to X, Y, or Z, or even an opportunity for Pfizer's to increase, make it easy for them to hire people next year, right? It's not about that, but I think it's actually more complex and more interesting kind of thing.
It's actually great that you mentioned Pfizer specifically, and they would be one of the companies I would name, along with Eli Lilly, who's also in the pharmachem space, who very definitely don't see what they're doing here as feeding their own industry. Their priority is science education for all. And they make it very clear that it doesn't, you know, if they're sponsoring a magic show and they're designing some of the content, they're very clear that it's pure science they want, not necessarily pure pharmachem chemistry.
And they're going to be infinitely more successful if they do it that way anyway, to be honest. But anyway, true. That's another story. Look, tell me who's on the advisory group, if you can possibly remember, or at least not so much. I mean, you can tell me name names, but I mentioned to know how many on it, first of all.
There's about half a dozen at
moment. Okay.
It goes up and down a little bit.
So who's on it?
Our chair is Mervyn Horgan of the Lifetime Lab, which is one of the leading science centres in the city. And that's part of the Discovery Primary Science Programme run by Science Foundation Ireland as well. Claire McSweeney from Blackrock Castle Observatory is in the same category. She's a DPS centre and a fabulous fund.
DPS means what?
Discovery Primary Science is a programme, a national programme of science centres around the country and science activities where schools can qualify for an award by doing things and going to places and doing projects. We also have Jill Haynes from UCC, the CEFS office, which is science...
SETS.
CEFS.
I nearly thought you said sex, and I knew that was wrong. SEFTS?
Well, I suppose it would cover that as well. SEFS, Science, Ecology and Food Science. And she does the outreach programme. It's called the Eureka Centre.
Oh, I saw them upstairs.
Then we have Sharon Lawton, who is the outreach person for CIT.
Cork Institute of Technology.
UCC, CIT, BCO. We have a representative of the Pharmachem Industry Association. We have Catherine Buckley from the Alimentary Pharmabiotics Centre.
Right. Oh, yes, I did. I mentioned them in the audio.
It's one of UCC's research centres. We have some of...
UCC also having some connection with Tyndall?
Yes.
So they're another Tyndall-type place.
This is true. UCC has a number of, spin-off is the wrong word, but associated research centres, which are working at a really high level in an international space. They're hugely respected. And their new product this year for the Science Festival was developed by one of their researchers, Mark, whose surname escapes me.
He'll forgive you.
Who designed this fabulous inflatable digestive system, which is one of the big hits this year.
Absolutely. Look, we only have got 1 minute and 10 seconds left, and I'm going to give it to you with a completely blank canvas. I'm not going to ask you any question, but the last minute or so is totally yours. You can message it any way you like.
Well, I forgot to mention Eamon Connolly of the Electronics Industry Association, the Cork Electronics Industry Association, who's also on the planning group. And because the same people have been sitting around the same table, more or less, for the last 9 years, we have also collaborated on other things. We've had spin-off ideas. For example, a few years ago, the APC and Tyndall discovered that when it comes to timetabling their transition year placements, they were getting the same applications from the same people who were then getting two placements. So they could then be fairer about dividing the spaces that they had available. We've also run a summer science festival, which I would hope to do again in the future. And we learn from each other, and the exhibitors learn from each other, and that's why it's more successful year on year. It's a true collaboration.
Marcella Whelan, it's been absolutely phenomenal talking to you. face to face, the two of us, but I bet you the whole world will be interested.
That's very much fun.